time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Leonard Norton of Huntington. It's time to touch base and talk about the fun things that are coming up and getting ready to go on. You know, Heritage Days is going to be in full swing this year. Looking forward to that one. And then, of course, we'll close up with a little bit of talk about water and how things are going over there. Mayor Norton, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
So how are things going in Huntington right now?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. You know, we're getting ready for spring and Memorial Day, getting ready, the cemetery ready to go, and are getting our Heritage Day situation all in line. We got our rodeo the weekend before the 4th of July there for Friday and Saturday, and then the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of July, we're going to have all our celebration here in Huntington. We got entertainment, we got booths, food court, games, fun for the kids. We got kind of everything our normal, and then on the 3rd that night, we'll have our big fireworks celebration.
And we talked in the past that you guys are kind of mixing it up this year, and you're going to be over at part of it's going to be over in the middle school parking lot to kind of stretch it out and spread it out a little bit. What are you guys going to have there as opposed to everywhere else?
Well, pretty much the whole celebration will be there. We have a stage set up for all our bands. We'll have our food trucks and vendors and courts over there and all our other vendors, just to spread out a little bit for, you know, a little bit with the COVID thing. And, yeah, we know it's kind of winding down, but we still want to have a little area so people can spread out and, you know, practice a little social distancing and give us a little more room. But everything will be at the middle school. We have Charlie Jenkins coming in on the 3rd Friday night from 7 till about 9 for fireworks with our fireworks. So we're kind of excited for that.
And it should be a lot of fun. You know, people need to get out and go do things, and I think it's time and pretty good about being able to get out and go and do stuff now too.
Yep. We're wanting to do this so we can get back to some form of normalcy, and hopefully this will help get us there.
Okay, so you were saying the rodeo will be the weekend before, so that's I'm looking at the 25th and 26th, the Friday, Saturday before, is that what you were saying?
Yep, that'll be our rodeo night here in Huntington, and we have pretty good prizes and some money for it, and so we're excited for that again, to have that come back.
And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is when all the booths and the live entertainment and things like that will go down over at the middle school. What about the parade this year?
We'll still have the parade on Main Street. We're going to do that, and we're going to have a kids' parade on the 2nd. We'll have a kids' parade with kids' fireworks that night.
Very cool. That'll be a lot of fun, and I'm sure that you've been hearing from people, and when people see you out and about, they're talking about Heritage Days, and they're looking really forward to it, because Heritage Days in Huntington is always a lot of fun, and so you guys are planning with that, and you know what? It is. It's going to be a good time over there in Huntington, and then, of course, like you said, it all caps off on, will it be the 3rd, so that Saturday night with the fireworks?
It'll be the 3rd on the Saturday night with our fireworks show, yeah.
Always a lot of fun over there. All right, now we've talked about that. Let's talk about something that affects everybody, and not just people in Huntington, but everybody in the state. Water's going to be pretty scarce this year, and we need to, you know, conserve and be smart the way we water. And I would assume that Huntington is no different than anywhere else. Have you guys kind of looked into this and already kind of started letting people know?
We already looked into it. We're encouraging our citizens to be smart with their water. We try to tell them not to water between 9 and 7 of the day. That's kind of the heat of the day. You know, use smart watering. And we don't have hard restrictions just yet, but if it gets down to it, we might have to put some hard restrictions on. But we encourage everybody to just use common sense when you water.
And that's the most important thing, too. And there are plenty of other resources out there as well that let people know, hey, you know what, this is when you should water, this is when you shouldn't water. And how are your reservoirs and stuff? Where do you guys get the majority of your water from for, like, culinary water and watering the lawns and things?
So our culinary water comes from springs up Huntington Canyon. Our secondary water we get from Huntington Irrigation, and those come from like Electric Lake, Cleveland Reservoir, Mammoth Reservoir, Miller's Flat, Ralston. That's where our secondary comes from. And anybody's been up on top and seen them snowpack, there's just nothing there, and these reservoirs are very dismal shape right now.
So we're just
hoping, you know, use smart watering, and maybe we can get through the summer.
Just be smart with your water. And, of course, if anybody has any questions or anything like that, I'm sure they can just get a hold of somebody at City Hall, and they can kind of talk through it with them, right?
Yep. You call City Hall, and we'll talk to you and explain what's going on and try to help you, encourage you what you can do to watch our watering this year.
All right. Hey, Mayor Norton, thank you so much for taking out the time this morning to talk to us. Really appreciate it, and I'm going to let you get back to the business of Huntington City, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll talk again next month. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.